B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
An Oregon woman is under arrest after police say she shared bean dip with an extra ingredient. It had methamphetamine in it.
Man.
Yeah.
That's new.
Cassandra.
Do you like the bean dip?
Cassandra Medina Hernandez gave some of the meth-laced dip to a fellow employee in the deli of the grocery store where she worked.
I don't know what it is about this bean dip, but I want to strip off my clothes and piss in the filing cabinet.
The co-worker began feeling ill, went to the hospital, and was told the dip might have been contaminated with meth.
Might have been.
At least one other employee might have eaten some of the dip as well, deputy said, but they don't think that any customers did. So Medina,
that's good.
Medina Hernandez was charged with unlawful delivery of methamphetamine, recklessly endangering another person, and causing another person to ingest a controlled substance.
That's how you build up a loyal customer base, though.
That's right. Yeah, get them hooked.
I'm addicted to their tuna salad.
Love that bean dip. A California man who legally changed his name to Sexy Vegan has been accused of sexually assaulting his dog and posting a video of the obscene act on social media.
That's a bad vegan.
The 37-year-old suspect, born Hansel Marion De Bartolo III, was arrested on Thursday after detectives discovered the video of him. Two dogs were removed from Vegan's home when detectives served a search and arrest warrant. Vegan pleaded not guilty to two misdemeanor charges. Police said Vegan was on probation for an unrelated charge at the time of his arrest. He's being held in police custody on $35,000 bail. He faces up to a year in prison if found guilty. The suspect, whose chosen name is actually tattooed on his face, allegedly told arresting officers that his occupation was 2020 presidential candidate.
Oh!
But there's no record of him having filed with the Federal Election Committee. Vegan made headlines, actually, in 2017 when he appeared on an episode of the Dr. Phil Show entitled, My Brother Changed His Name to Sexy Vegan, Wears Speedos in Public, and is Spending My Mom's $11 Million Inheritance.
Oh.
Well, you know, during his first presidential debate, his opponent's going to bring up the dog banging.
Maybe. After his family lamented his unusual behavior, including a penchant for wearing skimpy outfits, this is on Dr. Phil, dancing at inappropriate moments, and carrying a full-length mirror around with him, Vegan was booted off the show for using excessive profanity. And in fact, Dr. Phil told the guest, don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Wow, as he's good.
As he moonwalked off the set.
I am a sexy, sassy bitch.
The host apologized for Vegan's childish and immature behavior. And in fact, Vegan returned to the show in March of 2018 and offered an apology. But he is in jail right now.
Huh. Otherwise, his life seems to be pretty together.
On track. A Georgia woman says she's terrified after a strange man slid into her car while she was pumping gas and allegedly tried to drive away. Listen to what she did, though. Gabrielle Halford says an unidentified male got into her car while she pumped gas Thursday morning. The car was turned off and she had the keys in her hand. She said, I was just standing here watching the gas pump and all of a sudden I felt some motion in my car like it was swaying from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what it was, so I just happened to look and there was a man in my driver's seat. Halford said that she has a push-button start vehicle, and the man was trying to push the button to start the car. So she jumped into action, made sure he couldn't get away. She said, I took the gas nozzle, and I started spraying him with the gasoline.
Oh, that's awesome.
She said he eventually got out of my car and left. The would-be thief was in such a hurry, he left a shoe behind.
Oh, like Cinderella.
Yeah, police took it in as evidence. Halford said that she was caught completely off guard by the alleged attempted crime. She's hoping the police can catch the suspect from surveillance video that captured the incident. But he got out of there as soon as she doused him in gasoline.
That's your new story, Opioidarella.
I love it. A man suspected of stalking a woman and breaking the conditions of his restraining order was arrested Saturday morning following a two-hour search after he darted across Highway 101 into the Petaluma Pumpkin Patch Corn Maze.
Oh, man.
And he eluded cops for two hours while he was in the corn
maze. Those things
maze.
Are tough.
They're really hard.
Yeah. Lost in there.
Officers began looking for the man identified as Ryan Kenneth Watt when the police department was alerted.
You can cheat by setting it on fire.
That Watt had violated a restraining order that barred him from talking to his former girlfriend. The woman who's involved in a stalking case against Watt told officers that Watt was sending her texts and calling her asking that she drop charges. Officers began looking for Watt, who was homeless at a local homeless encampment. Eventually, they found him at one of them. He ran from police, and officers were not able to locate him. He then was seen fleeing across Highway 101 and into the Pumpkin Patch corn maze, which sits on about 4 acres. Officers set up a perimeter around the maze and, with 2 3-person groups, conducted a systematic search of the maze. A helicopter was brought in to help, though Watt could not be found.
Well, you would kind of move yourself into the actual...
Yeah, to the rows
yeah,
of corn.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So it was a corn maze.
Yeah.
Almost 11 a.m., the helicopter was almost out of fuel, and officers were losing confidence in their search. And it wasn't until an officer was exiting the maze that the officer spotted the chicken coop and decided to take a look inside. And Watt was found inside the chicken coop and arrested.
All activities.
Sure.
Right?
The maze,
maybe.
Absolutely. He was booked on suspicion of violating the restraining order, by the way.
Whether you're a mom or an escaped felon.
Yeah.
That's Pierre Robert's hometown, Petaluma.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was he around this weekend?
Good question. Not sure. And then one last story. A pub landlord is believed to have set a new world record for the largest gathering of Nigels in one place in a last-ditch bid to stop the name from dying out. Nigel Smith came up with the idea in 2016 after no newborns were called Nigel that year.
No newborns?
Yeah. In response, a total of 432 Nigels from all over the world got together at the Fleece Inn in the UK for an evening of Nigel-themed refreshment and entertainment. Attendees brought photo ID and signed the Book of Nigel to make a list for Guinness to verify their new record.
Wouldn't you, if you were that Nigel who drew everyone together... Wouldn't you, once they're inside, blow it up so you'd be the only Nigel in the world?
Nigel said it started as a laugh to get Nigels together. We were going extinct in 2019. There were no Nigels registered in 2016, so I thought it would be a good idea to get us all together. In the year I was born in 1963, there were over 5,000 Nigels born, and it was peak Nigel.
Not peak Nigel.
He said it was so ubiquitous, and it became much maligned. At school, I used to have the Mickey taken out of me, he says. I've got 2 children, and none are called Nigel. I think names are cyclical, and it's gone out of fashion. So he said, I put out a press release to local media, and since then, it's gone viral around the UK. I've been on 2 Australian and 1 New Zealand radio station. A total of 432 Nigels turned up. 1 Nigel from California happened to be in the UK and came out, and another traveled all the way over from Texas.
How many Prestons do you encounter in your...
Very few. I was hanging out with a Preston on Saturday night at the gig. He came out. But in my life, I've probably met 5.
Okay.
And that's about it. Maybe 5 or 6 total.
You need a group, a meeting.
But he said, we're trying to get more Nigels into the world. A 9-month-old Nigel also came out. So the largest group of Nigels ever.
Magical.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A 60-year-old British man collapsed and died in an Italian sex shop while watching a porn movie. Police have confirmed.
What was the title?
They are investigating the circumstances behind the death. I don't have the title, Steve, unfortunately.
I'll order it right now on Amazon.
The man reportedly left his bicycle outside the shop before paying $5 to enter a private booth inside.
I'm just going to go down to the Wacky Shack and watch a movie.
Steph claimed that they became concerned when he failed to emerge after 30 minutes, and then they found him collapsed on the floor. Owner Franco Garoni said,
hey, we lose a lot of that way.
I had never seen him before, and he came in after leaving his bike outside. He was cycling through on his way to Venice and asked about watching a sex film, so I showed him a booth and paid the $5.
Have I got a film for you?
He said, that gives you 15 minutes, and a red light comes on to show you it's busy. When he didn't come out after a half hour, we went to have a look, and he was collapsed on the floor.
You've never seen a smile like that in your life.
Mr. Garoni added the man seemed tired when he came in.
Wow.
Paramedics declared the man dead at the scene. They don't know exactly why he died, so they're waiting to find out.
That'll be a hell of an obituary.
This is disturbing, and definitely belongs in a bizarre file. As many as 20 kangaroos are believed to have been run over by a vehicle in a mass slaughter in the Australian state of New South Wales. The kangaroos were killed late Saturday. Many of the animals were found in the front lawns of residents' homes the next morning.
The hell?
Yeah.
They have no idea what happened?
Janine Green, a volunteer with the Wildlife Rescue Group, said that she had never seen anything like the carnage in her 20 years with the organization. So residents on the streets were stunned because they woke up on Sunday morning to find dead kangaroo bodies strewn all over their lawns. Police have asked anyone who have any information, they may have information about the case, to contact local detectives. Other than that, there's no details.
Is that a message from the Australian mafia?
Well, there's a bit of a follow-up. I don't know if it's the same story, but like that it's a hit and run that somebody was driving these things over?
Yeah, they were hit with cars. So
wow. That's horrible.
This is interesting. Some 50,000 apples ripe for the taking were stolen from an Indiana orchard in a juicy heist that's baffled and disappointed the farm's fledgling owners.
What's that in your pants?
When John Drummond drove through his 135-acre apple orchard last week and discovered barren, golden, delicious apple trees, he was so shocked he hardly could believe it. He said, I was like, wait, what? And, I mean, all of a sudden, he said, you go through a huge block of trees and it is completely picked through.
That's amazing that they were able to move all those out.
When Drummond and his wife Robin, who own Williams Orchard in LaPorte, Indiana, noticed the block of fruitless trees, they concluded that they were the victims of a commercial robbery that will cost them nearly $30,000 in revenue. He said, we have pretty awesome neighbors who tipped us off that someone had seen somebody out there. At first, she believed the thieves were mistaken for the farm's own pickers who collect apples to be sold. She said, I thought it was a mistake, but around 50,000 apples were shaken off trees and stolen from the orchard.
Bastards.
They use the apples to make cider or applesauce and could be sold through wholesalers. The couple said that they made a police report. Police are searching for...
Can you describe these apples?
They're searching for someone with a pickup truck or trailer likely used in the commission of the crime. Drummond said that they do not have any insurance or protections on the orchard and cannot recoup the loss.
At least put police scarecrows out in the field.
That's 50,000, man. Unbelievable. One more?
Yeah, short one.
A short one. Okay. How about this one? An 11-year-old boy is back with his family after police said he drove 200 miles to meet an unknown male he met on Snapchat. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
It's going to be the best weekend you've ever had.
Police in Charleston, South Carolina said the boy drove alone from Simpsonville all the way to Charleston. Authorities said he pulled up next to a police officer around 12:30 Monday morning. The officer, Christopher Braun, realized the child was the only person in the car. The boy told officers that he had driven 3 hours and was lost. He told Braun he had taken his brother's car and was using a GPS on his father's tablet to find an address in Charleston. An unknown male had given him through Snapchat. The address was lost when his GPS signal went out.
So who was this person?
Well, the boy gave Braun his father's name and telephone number. Police were able to reunite him with his family. And investigators are now analyzing the tablet the child was using to recover information. That's pretty freaking scary.
It's horrifying.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.